After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
After Buzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, you're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, a.k.a. the Canadian Assassin, and he is here with us finally. He has stopped saving crime for a brief moment.
Brief.
We have Coco Cena, a.k.a. the America's Chocolate Sweetheart, a.k.a. Evan T. Mack.
Yeah, I might get hit on the two-way, man. You never know. A two-way hit, man.
The two-way
yeah, I got the Motorola pager right now still, man. You got to bring it's oldie but a goodie, you know what I mean?
We have so much to talk about. So we're going to talk about Evan was at WrestleMania. But we have a special guest on the show. She is a returning guest. She is the queen. Big Swole. We put it in existence for her to be on Mae Young. She's on Mae Young. Hey. We put it on existence that she's going to be in WWE within the next year. She will be there.
Promise.
Please welcome Ariel Monroe. What's up?
Hey. That was a good introduction. I feel like somebody after that.
Come back, see you got the new hair. I know.
Well, you know, the 2.0 Swole had to come out eventually.
Big Swole 2.0, man.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep evolving on these haters. You can't just give them one side.
No, you can't do that.
I was watching the Beyonce thing on Netflix, and I was like, if you were to get 50 black women in one room, there would be 50 different hairstyles.
I believe that 50 for 50. Mm-hmm.
Easily, it was just so. It was so amazing. That's but real. Let's get into all your business.
All of in your business.
First, congratulations via us to you, to your husband. It's gonna be on Raw.
Seriously.
So thank you. It was such an exciting day, man. It was. Whew.
That's great.
It was stressful.
Now, did you know the news before the announcement, or was it? Did you see it on TV and then he called you after, or how did that go?
No, it was. It was kind of like, you may be moving. They were teasing it to him for months. I'm talking I think almost a year.
Oh, wow.
And we were just like, well, we don't know what's going to happen. And then the day of, he's like, hey, babe, I think I'm going to go to Raw. So we've been saying it all week.
Wow.
I was like, what's happening? And then he told me a couple hours before the show started. He's like, I'm officially a Raw guy. And I was like,
damn.
There it is.
Nice. Congratulations.
What do you hope that means for him? What do you think that might mean for him, though? You know, I know it's a hell of a thing, but what do you think that might mean?
To me, it means that Vince loves you. To be on the main show, you know, that's the breadwinner. That means that Vince is like, hey, come on, brother. You're my new Booker T. Come this way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's crazy. So, For you guys who haven't watched, Ariel has been on the show before, so definitely go and watch that. Just flash the ring for the folks who haven't seen the episode.
One time.
Damn!
It's not as shining as bright as it usually is.
Right enough. The hell it wasn't.
So tell us, you were on the Mae Young Classic because we spoke to you before it happened, or before you were on. How was that experience?
Oh, it was great. It was such a... I guess if there was a home feeling, that's what it felt like. There's no one caddy. I met some extraordinary women that I haven't had the pleasure of meeting before. I kind of clicked in with the UK ladies. Big shout out to, you know, Jenny and Isla Dawn and Killer Kelly and Tony. We really just had a blast. It was awesome. Like, you know, everybody's making everybody laugh and... You know, there was no list of don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Everybody just went out there and did what they had to do.
Nice.
Went out there and shined. So it was great.
Wow. And now,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So was your daughter like, so she was on the show and right. It seemed like she was too young to get it, or did she, but she also does backflips off the couch. So did she know what was going on or?
Yeah, she knew, but it's, you know, as people say, it's still real to me type of thing. Yeah. That was her mentality. So when I lost, she just became like this ball of emotions. She was just crying. I mean, great for TV.
Oh yeah, like,
amazing. Oh yeah, she had the waterworks down packed. So I'm actually kind of glad she did, because they pulled me to the side afterwards and he was like, we gotta have some redemption, because you know your daughter's all on TV. We zoomed in on her, she's crying and stuff, you know.
Yes.
So they gave me a second match the next day. They pulled Candice LeRae off of the NXT loop. And I got the tag with her versus Jenny and Killer Kelly. And I got like the fanfare. I got to like hold her up afterwards and dance a little bit with her. So it was nice.
So wait, was this a dark match or was this on Mae Young?
This was a dark match. This was right, I think it was right after Tegan hurt got X'd out. She hurt herself.
Gotcha. Because I was like, gotcha. I don't remember seeing that. I remember seeing your daughter crying. I was like, how are they going to do that? The baby's in the building? Like, that was just messed up.
Right. It really was. I didn't even see her crying. I didn't even know where they were during the match. I didn't know they were right behind me the whole entire time.
But it seemed like your entrance, everything, it's one of those things where you prepare, and then you get that opportunity, and it's like practice makes perfect. It just seemed like you were there, you walked in, you were above it in a good way, and like it was just like, oh, she's meant to do this. Like there was questions. It was an amazing match. But the walkout alone, I was here for it.
Oh, thank you. We were in the back. I was hyping myself up, and my buddy Tamario, who works for WWE, he was just like, all right, girl, you go out there and do what you need to do. And I was like, you know, I'm about to kill it. You already know. I'm about to come with the flavor.
Well, that was my thing. I was like still waiting for like a sign, like okay, we're signing you. Like, was there any talks after that, or is there talks now?
Yeah, they pulled me to the side and they basically told me don't change. So I took that and I was like, oh well, I'm changing. So. Like, you like what you see, and now I'm going to go a step beyond that.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So that's why I was like, oh, you like Swole 1.0. All right, cool.
2.0.
Wait till this 2.0 hits you.
And then, so Mae Young, they announced it last week as far as for wrestlers. Mm-hmm. So has there been any contact, or do you think you're making a return?
No, there hasn't been any contact yet, but maybe. I don't know. It just kind of depends on timing. Mm-hmm. And where I'm at, I usually like the, pray over things. If God says no, then I'm not doing it.
Yeah, for real.
So
what's meant for you is meant for you.
Exactly.
How you feeling right now? Like body wise, you know, any bumps, any bruises, anything going on, any ailments?
No, I feel great.
Do you not see her pictures on Instagram?
I'm just checking. The pictures don't mean she ain't got like a roll. She could have rolled her ankle. You could have rolled your ankle. You could have like twisted one of your braids up.
She is like machine.
I'm pulling for her, man. Listen, I'm
gonna. And she had a baby. You be making me feel guilty sometimes.
I apologize.
12-2.0.
If you guys don't follow her on Instagram, what's your Instagram handle again?
At Ariel_Monroe.
Yeah, go up on Instagram. She be posting these gym pics.
No joke.
Like, let's get it in. And I'm like, but you already there.
You
why?
You just got it in,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, see, you been in for a long time. It's not needed.
Man, I got to put in that work.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not only are you a great wrestler, you're also a great writer. I saw that piece that you did. Was it for Rise, correct?
Right, correct.
So you were at WrestleMania. I think a lot of people felt this way. And actually, I had a friend of mine. He texted me because he doesn't really follow wrestling. He's like, oh, we have, like, he's talking about Kofi. And I'm like, well, there's been black male wrestlers who've gotten championships. But then I looked up, I was like, oh, now it makes a huge difference. And the fact that my friend knows that I follow wrestling, mm-hmm. but he doesn't necessarily follow wrestling, mm-hmm. and he knows this, is a huge mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. So kind of tell us about what made you want to write this piece and what, you know, all the feelings and emotions that were involved.
Well, actually, this conversation has been coming up a lot. For some reason in the wrestling community, I guess a lot of people see me as, like, I guess maybe their favorite auntie or something. I mean, I don't feel that old.
But no, you're not.
I've been told that I remind people of, like, a Southern Baptist woman, very old.
Yeah, like an old black.
It's because you're centered.
I am internally a vieja. So I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and it's been on my heart heavy. Like, I even had this crying spout talking to Cedric about this because it just felt so dire. It felt like the words just need to come out. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin Harvey dialed me up and he was like, hey, Swole, I want you to write this piece. He's like, it doesn't feel like it'll be appropriate coming from him.
Smart guy.
Being, you know, a Caucasian male.
Really yeah. smart guy.
And I was like, you know, I was like, God's been putting this heavy on my heart. I'm glad you asked me because I got something to say. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I love how you've been voicing yourself on Twitter lately and how you are just, you take no crap. I was like, no, I don't. I ain't got time. You know, I ain't got time to work hard and get all the way to the top and then try to make change mm-hmm. when you can just make change with every level you go into. I'm trying to leave this business better, like, than I found it, mm-hmm. especially for women of color.
Yeah.
Like, I see the void. So mm-hmm. it just kind of all came together. Perfect timing. And I was able to write the piece. I forgot how much I used to love writing back when I was in college. So it just kind of sparked up a lot of things. And after the first one, Kevin was like, feel free to write anytime you want. And I was like, oh, all right.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, it's one of those things when I read the piece. And we do need representation because at the end of the day, for instance, we're able to, Evan and I on this show, we're able to ask certain questions that some people who are not us and haven't had our experiences, they're not even thinking about asking. That's not even part of the 20-point question at all. So, it's, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we definitely do need representation and we definitely do need all aspects to speak the truth. So what was the feeling when... Kofi won when you're at WrestleMania?
Whoo, man. So we, well, when I say we, it was Cedric, myself, Albert, I'm sorry, ACH. sorry, my bad, brother, putting your government out there. Tasha Steeles and Faye Jackson.
Oh, we're we had Faye on the show, well, friend of the show.
Oh, yeah, I love them. We were all sitting and catering, and then we were like, oh, well, time to go out there. So we walked all the way out there and everything. Fans trying to stop all of us. Like, oh, let me get a picture. Like, we ain't got time for all that. We here to see Kofi win this thing.
Yep.
Man, I took my heels off. I was shouting, jumping like I just had revival or something. Like, it was so powerful. I would have cried if Israel didn't do such a great job on my makeup.
like, hold on, like, I can't. I gotta hold back the tears.
I can't. I spent good money on this face. I was like, and I gotta go back to the back where everybody else is at, and I gotta man up. So I'm like,
it's true, though. I was there when he to show people what it's not just a match for some people. I was there and when Kofi won, when the 1-2-3 hit. I kid you not, I was there, and a random brother grabbed me, and I didn't know who was grabbing me. And I turned, and he just looked at me. I'm kid you not. He looked at
this
me.
Is
and
it.
Said, hey, he hugged me. He hugged me. I kid you not. When that 1-2-3 hit, he was overwhelmed, man. And he seen the mm-hmm. closest brother to him, and he grabbed me, man. I just shook his head. He gave me a hug, and that was it.
Yeah.
That was like, man, that's to show you what that match meant and what Kofi winning meant. You know what I mean? Like.
56 years is a long time.
Yeah, I try to tell people this. I was talking to my wife one time, and I always hate when I'm talking to my wife or and somebody chimes in when I'm talking to my wife at a bar or wherever we're at, and we were there, and I was kind of talking to my wife about Jim Ross, talking about the history of that never happening and how that is an issue. whether you guys, he goes, you guys can pretend and act like this is not an issue all you want. He goes, but it's an issue. So I'm telling her about what Jim Ross is saying, a white man saying, and this guy chimes in. He was like, yeah, what about so-and-so? He was champ. What about so-and-so? He was champ. What about so-and-so? And I'm like, first of all, I'm talking about this championship. And number two, you're naming two brothers from back in like the 70s. Like, you name me two brothers from the 70s. I can name you 40 white dudes from 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. Like, so I said, you're chiming in, bro, but, like, please be accurate. But you're naming a junkyard dog. And I'm like, bro, like, that's 100 years ago.
Right.
Like, and I would say, this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I'm just letting you know, there's not been a lot of us. You can act like there was, but there hasn't been. So it was more than a match for me and a lot of people. I can tell you that.
Now, do you know by any chance if the lead up, because Evan and I cover the Raw show as well, and we have to watch SmackDown for this show, but the lead up to Kofi and like the lead up to it was amazing as far as writing wise. Do you know if they added a writer of color or somebody who actually made it work? Because even the speech that Vince did. It was very, if it wasn't wrestling, it'd be very upsetting, but that's the point of it. It drew a lot of emotion and a lot of stuff that he didn't say. There's a lot of undertones there. So do you know if there are any writers, there was a writer switch up or who came up with the idea or?
As far as I know, the one writer of color was cast and he gone.
Oh.
Yeah. They fired him on Black History Month, too. The first.
Oh, not on the first. You got to wait until 28th.
They showed it. I had a tweet him. I was like, Cass, I know they did not.
Damn. Did they even know it was Black History Month? They show the same video every Black History Month. They showed
They got the montage queued up, boy.
The same video.
We're not even going to.
I'm looking at the same Negroes.
I swear.
I'm like, can we do somebody else?
Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King. That's it. That's the only two black people in civil rights movement.
But that's the problem. Ain't nobody else.
That's it. That's the only two black people in the civil rights movement.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're bringing up emotions from that already. I can't even.
Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, come on, man.
Okay.
Good.
So with do you think with WWE having Kofi as champion, do you think that's going to change a lot for other promotions? Do you think you're going to see a change in WWE or what are you hoping for?
I hope so. I'm hoping for more diversity as well as it's, you know, like I said before, it's one thing to create the space, build the space for people of color, but you need to create strong roles.
Yep.
I was talking about this with my brother Darius Lockhart, and I was like, it's funny how people of color dominate every sport except for the one that's controlled. And I'm like, that's hilarious. It's like it's time to stir the pot.
That might be the greatest thing I've ever heard someone say.
That's tweetable. Yeah. You need to
control every sport except the ones that's controlled. Yeah. That's a hell of a statement.
So where what are your hopes? I know, you know, we put it in the universe, Mae Young, WWE, but what are your hopes for the next couple of months and this year?
Take over the indies, create more spaces for my girls. I mean, I got a list of folks that I would like to, bring up with, like I got Aja. I love what Aja's doing, Aja Pereira, Kiera Hogan. I just really hope that from here on out that we'll be able to see more faces that I can relate to, and not just, I want to say having to put on a show or put on a face, but that sometimes that's the life of being a black woman, is that you have to put on this sort of facade because they're not going to get me all the time. Then they're going to be like, oh, she's just got too much energy or why she's so wild. Or I come into a locker room and it's like, oh, Ariel's here. You damn right. Swole is in the building.
Yeah, but
you know that I'm here.
You're everywhere. I see your Instagram. You know everybody. Kiera Hogan. We just had Savannah Evans. You partnered with her. You're on a podcast. You in music videos. Like,
damn, slow down.
Yeah, you in
mom. I can't stop.
How did that even happen? Are you still doing the podcast? Is it the Swerve podcast, Swerve City?
Yes, we're still doing the Swerve podcast. We just got a little busy, so we had to take a little bit of a break because we couldn't get the day situated because, you know, Shane is everywhere. Congratulations to him again.
Signed
to the PC. That's amazing. But yeah, it's just we got a little hectic, but I'm trying to be everywhere.
You are.
And everywhere.
Yeah, what's the next matches coming up?
I have GCW over there in Tampa this weekend. What else I got? I know I got Fest May 4th. That's going to be myself and Darius Lockhart versus, look, he's going to kill me, Serpentico and Diamante. So I'm actually looking forward to that match. I got myself versus Effie the day after. That one's in Orlando. And, of course, I got Rise and AWS in California. Dude. Luminous.
Oh, when is that?
That one's going to be the weekend of the 17th. Yeah, 17th and 18th.
What part of?
Wrestling Zoe.
What part of LA? What part of Cali?
I think it's in LA, but I think it's closer to maybe Long Beach.
Yeah, come on the show.
Yeah, if you don't contact us.
Girl.
Did you see she really did the hair?
Yo, Big Swole. Swole 2.0, you better come in. You better come in studio.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I shall. I'll be done 2 days anyway, so.
Okay, we'll see.
We would approve. That'd be dope, man.
Don't be like, Xavier is one of my friends. He's in L.A. And I was like, you in L.A. on Wednesday? We shoot a show on Wednesday? He's like, yeah, I'll only be here for like 10 hours, though. And I'm like, dude, you can give us 15.
You can squeeze us in one of them 10 measly hours.
Saying. But, you know, we'll see. If you can't come to us, we will come to you. Just let us know. Yep. Tag us when you're coming to LA.
Oh, yeah, we'll come your way.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure. Like, you part of the family now.
You gonna make my heart explode. That's so sweet.
Oh, no, like, when I was watching Mae Young, I was so... It's so funny how if you know the person and you know the business, but you see how it's going down, you're like, nah, that shouldn't be... she's supposed to be... This is... They done made her baby cry? Like, what type of injustice is this?
Everybody and their mama was upset I lost.
I was very
upset.
They
were just like...
And then it just seemed perfect, though. Like, in my mind, it was like, well, your husband's here. You're Mae Young, so they already know who you are. Like, even if it's, like, I know they have a plan for you. I'm 90% sure. I don't really know, but I feel it. And it's just, like, it just would have made sense as far as storyline. You came out there like a beast. Like, I own this. It's like, what? Who is
the... Got you.
Ugh.
Right.
Anywho, there are some questions in the chat. Bosa asked, with the new schedule for Cedric, does that change, does that affect your life schedule?
It does, but thankfully, you know, with new changes come new contracts, which means nanny.
Oh?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's nanny like, money, though.
We're gonna have to get one of those because it's getting a little hectic.
Mm-hmm.
It's already with the schedule changes and how I'm gone on the weekends and then he's... You know, there's house shows are on the weekends,
right. So we're
just trying to work some things out.
Jonas Tiger said he was. Do you ever think about joining AEW at any point? He said you do great there. Is there any thoughts about
that? For
sure.
You know, there was some talks. There's talks with a lot of people. It's just depending on where I would like to go. I mean, at this point.
Oh, it's like that?
Or even if I want to go anywhere. You know, that's the great thing about being an African-American woman in this community is that there's not many of us.
Facts.
So true.
There's not many of us at the top. You know, there's not many of us who's got the charisma already that knows how to do this thing. So... Mm.
Mm.
It's like I could go here and go here and go here, or I could just do my own thing and conquer the world
myself. I so agree. When I MC CrossFit events and track and field events, and like it's only me. It's when they say the black girl, it's only me.
As you get older, you realize that's actually an asset.
When
you're younger, you're like, where are my people? But you're like, wait a minute, hold on, let me cook.
Yep. That's how I felt about all my sports, especially soccer. Absolutely. When I was playing goalie, I was like, ain't that many of us.
No. That's an asset, man.
Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. So you said you're in talks with several folks.
Yeah, she over here, man. She playing games right
now.
Playing games, man.
We be showing. We don't post often. Like Black Wrestling Alliance. They be posting a lot. We don't post often like BWA. However, we do show love to friends of the show, which you are. So all I'm asking is, like, once you sign to whoever or whatever you're doing, that, like, you just don't forget us when we call for an interview. Like, you're not going to send us to, talk to my publicist to schedule.
Big boys all of a sudden. I can feel it. Swole 2.0, y'all. I can't. Y'all talk to my manager, y'all.
Swole 2.3 can't talk.
Y'all can't talk,
y'all. Yeah, talk to my daughter. She'll figure it out for you.
I got no time, man. I got so many things I got to do.
just putting out there.
Oh, no. Never that. Because to switch up, I know how black folks are. If you switch up, they'll sure enough tell you about yourself.
It's so true.
Well, not in public.
No. Come on here.
I'm the person that'll tell you about yourself in public, on camera, because I don't care.
Come on this show, I'll be like, listen, man, can you believe that she got signed to the one and she ain't even...
I know.
We be like, what?
Like, not even a...
She ain't even said a gift basket, man, a fruit basket.
I'll make any major moves. I'll make sure that I have time for those who...
Just even like a 10-minute exclusive.
I appreciate
you. Because we know it's coming. It's right there. You on the mountaintop. It's just...
It's coming. It's coming quick and fast.
Oh,
ain't gonna have enough room to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like something's on the horizon.
Yeah. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
So there was a question for Cedric on the live chat. Here's the thing. Does he have an idea, or can you even tell us? Does he have an idea what he wants to do on Raw, or is there an idea or something forming that you can hint at? And obviously you can't give it away because, you know, spoil it for everybody.
I can't give it away, but just know that we see everyone who talks their talk about Cedric and how he lacks charisma in a sense. We see it all over. Mm. And we're like, I don't think he lacks charisma. I believe that people are so used to having people that look like him have a gimmick that when someone comes with true raw talent, that talent kind of overshadows that whole they need a gimmick or this needs to be them, they need to act a certain way. No. He's acting exactly how he should be acting, mm-hmm. as a star, right. as a superhuman in a sense, because he's doing things at his weight and his size that men shouldn't be allowed to do or should be able to do. He's, you know, doing 100%. Topes and landing on his feet.
Right. 100%.
Here's my question. I find that... Because maybe you could speak to it more because you're wrestling. I find with us, it's one of those things where we have that je ne sais quoi, like that swag, right? Mm. And then sometimes in order to be noticed, we take that swag up to a notch. And then it seems almost like blackface, reversal of it. Mm. Do you feel that way? Or is that just me being in my mind? Is that a thing? Like, do black wrestlers deal with that? Meaning that, like, it's like you're always conscious of it, that you don't want to cross over the line too much because it's like now they're going to bastardize, you know, something that was supposed to be special.
Yeah. Sometimes you just can't give it all. Because, you know, in all honesty, I don't believe that people are ready for all that I have to give and all that other people have to give. I mean, I guess I kind of feel like you have to pull back some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Because that label and whatever they want to say about you is going to come no matter what.
Yep.
But you just have to do certain things to prevent it from getting out of control. Because, you know, when people don't understand something or they can't comprehend it or they're asking why I can't be like this or why I wasn't made like this or why I ain't got the sauce, the drip, the juice or nothing, then people are just going to automatically start hating on you.
Oh, without question.
And that can, like, cause an internal, like, warfare. Mm-hmm. So I firmly believe that, you know, just got to pull it back a little bit. Can't give it all to them.
No, because they already, they view us a certain way anyway. you know, and I think a lot of like the brothers and sisters that try to make their character, they lean towards that stereotypical, like, that brother or sister they do. And I'm not knocking them. Y'all do you, man. Whatever gets you on the main roster, whatever. I'm just saying, you when you compromise yourself in that way, that's how they see you anyway. That's why those are the people you always get elevated. Because that's how they see him. Like, oh, that's okay. That's the black guy. He's supposed to be dancing around and chucking and jiving, and that's what I want him to do. And he's supposed to be moonwalking, and you know what I mean? And that's the person I'm gonna give the title to, because he's a caricature of what I think black people are like.
Mm-hmm. Right. The best advice one of the best advice I've ever gotten was, take whoever you are and just times it by 10, times it by 100 if you need to. Mm-hmm. And that's all I did. Was when I go out there and I'm big swole, I'm just acting like I normally do. I'm joking, I'm kidding around until I get hit or punched in the face or something like that. Then I switch. Mm-hmm. Look, now I got to break you. Like, now I got to beat you down. Because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like, look, my mama always said, don't get in no fights, but if you do, you better not lose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I was talking to Leo Rush at the Hall of Fame thing, and I asked him about him developing his character.
Wait,
and
you were
like
talking
that.
To Leo Rush?
Yeah, see, I'm dropping all little nuggets on you. But I was talking to Rush, you know, and I asked him about that kind of, and he was like, he said exactly what you said. He was like, I wasn't being able to find my character, and then he goes, then I just started doing me, how I am. And he just amped it up. He said, I was me. So, like, what you see on the Raw is just me just amped up on the microphone. So he said that's how he found his niche. He said that's how he found his groove. I thought that was interesting.
All right. So how old is your daughter now?
She's 5.
She's 5. So does she want to be in the ring? What's happening with that?
I don't think she wants to be a wrestler. I believe that she wants to be some type of entertainer. I mean, she can sing, she can dance, you know, she can do acrobatic things. She can just do it all, in all honesty. I mean, so I don't know. We'll see. Whatever it is, it's going to be spectacular. She's going to run something because she's bossy.
I wonder where she got that from.
Not me. She got that from my mother. That's not my child. I just birthed her. Literally, that's like my little mom. Like, that's Mary's baby.
Oh, goodness. Man. All right. So where can people find you? Just in case they're not following you. Y'all should be following her by now. But where can people find you?
It's true. You can follow me on Twitter at Ariel Monroe. Also Instagram, Ariel_Monroe. Facebook, Ariel Monroe. Or just type in Big Swole. I'm usually first person that pops up.
Oh,
damn. Well, search result, big swole.
Congratulations again to you and your family for Raw. I mean, you know what would be good? A storyline, because you're not signed to a promotion like exclusively, right?
No.
Oh, good.
Here's the thing.
Good.
Storyline.
Lay it on me.
with the family.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing. They did it. I think I mentioned it with Rhonda. Her husband just he was in the audience and he pulled her over, I think, a couple weeks before WrestleMania. And I've been talking about that. Like, he's a fighter.
He is.
They should have been used him, like, 3-4 months ago.
Big as he is?
Right. He big.
He's massive.
Especially if you, like, chokeslam Becky or something. Right. Like, yo, back up. That'd have been crazy.
And here's the thing. WWE.
I'm about to get you made 2 belts.
Just body slam. That'd be crazy.
So, I mean, they're kind of, you know, they have the mixed match challenge, all that stuff. You could fight, obviously.
Yeah.
And then your baby could fight, obviously. Why not just, you know, almost like how they did AJ Styles with his family. Like, then you come and you just show up. They just teasing you. I mean, it's right there. The writing's on the wall. I'm just saying.
It is. We'll see.
Somebody needs to come out. Here's what's going to happen. So Cedric comes in, and because he was on 205, even though he's the same size as some other wrestlers who are on Raw, but, you know, no shade. Because he was on 205, now he's on Raw.
Exactly.
People are going to come to him like, oh, well, you don't deserve to be on Raw. And they're going to go back and forth. They're going to have their little thing, but then they're going to start bringing the family. And you know, you can't bring family into the mix, or there's going to be an issue. And then the moment that dude talks about Cedric's wife, which is you, that's when he defends you. But then that's when you come up as like, oh no, this is a whole family thing.
Right. Gang.
just
she's writing a whole storyline for you.
Just saying.
You know what?
Just saying.
I'm going to add on to that.
Okay.
It'll be even better if they turn him heel, because his heel work is impeccable.
Okay.
It's so good.
Oh, wow.
If they turn him heel, when the only one that can pull him back is me.
Oh. Like, baby, come on, baby. Don't do it to him like that, baby. Nah. Nah,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, until that one time where I'm like, you know what?
Yep.
Get him.
Yep.
And he just, like, clears house.
I'm down.
He clears house all the way up into United States champion. Ali does the same thing on his brand to Intercontinental champion. And then when they do SummerSlam, bam, they go head-to-head, Cedric versus Ali.
Damn.
And then... Damn.
It's written.
I'm down with that.
So both on the chat said, I know TK will take credit if they do that. Yes, of course I will take credit.
You're damn right. You just said it.
All I want to say, though, is you know what happened. Just let your husband know we put it in the universe for you and the whole family.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying. I definitely, like, I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see what's going to happen for Cedric. I'm excited to see what's going to happen with you. I know something's coming down the pipes.
Yeah,
just don't forget about us, like I said.
She got something cooking.
I won't.
And then definitely let us know when you're coming to Los Angeles, because when are you coming again?
The 16th and 17th.
Oh.
So I'll be there that Thursday before, I guess. I think that's when my flight gets in.
And then are you staying for a couple of weeks? Because, you know, there's a hop over to Vegas with AEW. Just... Okay.
I got to go home.
Thank you so much for coming
out.
We really, really appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, like, I love seeing people on the show and then seeing them do big things, especially just, and then you're bringing other people along.
Which I love.
Amazing. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing more.
Thank you.
No
it's a
problem.
Pleasure talking to you guys again.
Thank you. So we have Evan. He's going to get into the news real quick.
Yeah.
I know y'all don't want to hear too much from us. We can get in the news real quick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to Jonas, man. Star Drew Bosa, special little noodles in the chat saying TK looking good today.
I know, I saw that. I appreciate it. Y'all liking this hairstyle. I'm feeling it.
I appreciate y'all in here, man. I really do appreciate you guys asking questions. It makes everything interesting, showing that you care about these strong women. Big Swole ain't no joke, man. That's just box office, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's
it's a matter of time.
Box office. That the energy, the confidence, man.
It's you know when you see somebody who's
fan.
Like a an artist,
yeah,
and then you've been watching them for a period of time,
I'm a big fan.
And then but when they pop, everybody's on them, but you're like, nah,
I'm a huge fan of just that confidence, the style, the grace, the religious, the belief,
centered,
you see, and all that stuff. To the naked eye, is construed as cocky, and then you. But if you pay attention, here's like I'm trying to help other people come up.
Oh, you could see it on her
that
social media.
That kind of stuff is that. I'm saying she's a. I wish her the best. I hope they see that she has that potential. Takes in shape, getting better in the wrestling ring.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't use that storyline now, you could have that.
That's a good storyline right there.
I ain't gonna claim that, but it's right there.
Oh man, everybody, please like and subscribe, man. Please, man. You know, 5 stars and whatnot, man. Thumbs up. Boast of the GM of the chat, man. What's
for
good,
real?
Bro? You know what I mean? He has every single answer you need, just in case we don't know something. Talk to Bosa.
Yeah, he knows who's going to be on next week.
He do. Sasha Banks reportedly wants to leave
Women's
WWE.
Wrestling news.
This is very interesting to me. A lot of people thought this was a work. What I want people to start understanding is as we get into this new era, I think a lot of this stuff is not a work.
Right.
WWE is trying this new approach where things are really happening. Everybody named Mama thought this Dean Ambrose thing was a work.
Right.
No. He's gone. Like, this Sasha Banks thing is coming out, and now it's coming out on this platform, and this platform, and this platform.
Right.
She came out and said, her, I don't know if you've seen this, her husband issued this, like, long memorandum.
Yeah.
And Rusev, like, commented on it. He called her the king of debauch. He's like, good riddance. Throwing mad shade at Sasha Banks. So what I'm trying to say is, and it's reported why she's trying to leave is because she's mad they lost the belt to the Iconics.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like a petty thing.
Yeah,
what's your thought process on Sasha as a whole and this whole thing?
Here's the thing.
It's very interesting.
She obviously knew she was losing the belt, but it had to be something more than that. It had to be even before they got the belt.
She said it was like sudden. She said it was like it was the plan all the way up until Mania week, and they were like, you're dropping the Iconics.
Right.
So,
however, but here's the thing, though. If you're about the company, or if you're if the company's been doing you right for a certain period of
which
time.
Which they have.
And you're about the company, and the company's like, okay, we're going to do this, then you're going to take one for the team. Because it's like, compared to some other females, you see her on the trucks. You see her on the... And that might not be...
Cricket Wireless?
Yeah, you might see her. So it might... And it just depends. Everybody wants different things. You know, so it just depends on. We don't know what happened between them deciding to have the tag team belts and all the stuff that happens with the company. Nia Jax wanted to leave at one period of time, allegedly, supposedly. So we just don't, we don't know. Looks like she has everything in the world, but we just don't know.
This is my thing, but I'm going to say from just watching wrestling as long as I have, from a wrestling perspective, she does have everything in the world. She's on every week. She was the first part of the women's tag team champion. So in history, 200 years from now, they'll be the first. They chose those two.
Right.
She's had multiple title runs. She had Snoop Dogg come out of WrestleMania.
Well, that's her uncle.
Yeah, that no one cares about that. He still had to come out. Snoop didn't even care about that.
Oh, boy.
So it's one of those things where I'm thinking, like, girl, like, this is... I've watched this for so many years. When you don't get your way and something happens, a lot of wrestlers, they leave. That's what happened. That's why Neville left. Mm. He didn't want to drop the belt to Enzo. You're going to hear Austin left because he didn't get his way.
Yeah, but the thing is...
So greats have left because they haven't gotten their way.
Right. But, I mean, you see that... I forgot who said it. We've done so many interviews. But you see that it's a different era. You can leave WWE and go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah. So I'm... Oh, good for her. Knock yourself out. Be careful when you leave this kind of position, though. Because she is still relatively... You know what I mean? When you're in the top tiers. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you might get hit in the... I don't know, man. Huge all-women's pro wrestling event sent for August on the heels of the rise of popularity. Smash Wrestling has announced an all-women's super show titled The Summit. Smash Wrestling is hosting the event. They're teaming up with U.S.-based company Shimmer Rise along with Canada's Femme Fatale's promotion. This is going to be on August 10th, the day before SummerSlam. Mm,
it's in Toronto.
In Toronto, Midtown Event Theater. Go to smashwrestling.com, guys, if you want to get some tickets. It's amazing to me. I think I still think they were probably always going to do this, but they did check the numbers of Evolution, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I still think...
But apparently there's not going to be an Evolution, right?
Not that I know of. And I just think it's great to do it the day before, right down SummerSlam weekend in Toronto.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of great wrestlers up there.
And a lot of fans of wrestling is going to go there.
So what are you thinking about? Do you think it's a...
Well, first shout out to Kevin Harvey. I met him in Vegas when I went up to Impact, and I've been working with him getting different people on the show. He's with Rise. And Ariel Monroe mentioned him. He was the one who wanted her to write the article.
Wow.
So he has the pulse on, you know, in particular women's wrestling. So, I mean, they get it. There's not going to be an Evolution, but we all wanted... You can see where women's wrestling is. We have clearly a show about it, and we've never not had a guest.
It's in a good place, yeah.
So it's in a really good place right now. So why not? And the people are already there. You're not going to get... You're not going to get too bogged down with wrestling. You're there to see wrestling. So what's another promotion where you're going to see females that are not in this promotion, but you still follow them?
And trust and believe, WWE, they're not dumb, man. They're going to have their feelers out there. They're going to have a couple people out there getting tickets to that thing. They're going to listen. They don't want, if there's some superstar they've been overlooking,
right?
They're right in the backyard. They're going to be like, hey, yo, we send a couple people out there to just check on a couple of these ladies that's going to be in this thing and just see. We get poached away from this damn company. Like, WWE is very shrewd in that regard. So I think it's a big deal for a lot of reasons.
Well, the fact that they're not even doing Evolution, and it kind of botched last year because they had so many other promotions. They had so many other things going with Saudi Arabia.
That killed it to me.
It just really killed the storylines, the lead up to it. Yep. So, I mean, I don't know if doing something for WWE leading up to SummerSlam or just finding the right time to do it, because people are watching. People are watching Mae Young. So it's like, absolutely, why not capitalize on that? So, you know, we'll see.
Nia Jax will require knee surgery on both her knees. It's very rare to me when you tear both ACLs. Mm-hmm. There's always one or the other. If you look at any through the history of sports, you will rarely hear an incident when someone tears both ACLs.
Yeah.
And it's I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm telling you guys, it doesn't happen too often. Mm-hmm. So it's not good. I'm glad she's getting both surgeries done right now. That means she'll be equal time to heal.
Yeah. It's probably what may have happened is the one tour, and then she opted out, or the doctor suggested or whatever, not to do anything, and then because your body, it's one side of your body is messed up, then it leads on to the better side.
Compensating.
That's what happened to me. I tore one hamstring, and then the other hamstring left in about 6 months.
That's just how it goes. It's weird, and everyone says that, and that's how it goes. And it's like I said, she suffered ACL to both her knees. They're going to like a lengthy time off. Typically, depending on your rehab, you know, ACL tear could be 6 months to a year. They're getting amazing with the medical technology, the nutrition, the physical therapy. They're in the best place they've ever been with that thing. Why? So Hopefully it's before a year. I'm hearing a lot of people doing a 10-month thing. I don't know what this means for Nia Jax anyway.
Right.
Regardless who's on the roster
Maybe she
needs a break.
I guess so. Then what happens to Tamina? Because we didn't even see Tamina before. We obviously saw Tamina before Nia, but we haven't seen the resurgence of Tamina as far as that character.
True.
So I don't know. We'll see.
It's very unfortunate.
But on a good or bad note, there's plenty of women in the locker room that.
We talk about this all the time. It's not like there was a time where.
There
are so many women. Talented women now. Mm-hmm. This is, I'm telling you, man, this the long gone are the days where you could just have boobs and be on TV every mm-hmm. Monday. these chicks are crazy, man. Yep. It's crazy talented. It's super diverse, by the way, now. And so, like I said, speedy recovery to Nia Jax, man. Yep. I think she was just hitting her stride. She might have been making a comeback. Who knows what would have happened? Who knows?
I don't know.
Who knows what they were going to get the call for the titles. I don't know, something happened, man. It was weird. I just think it's a shame. WWE Superstar Shakeup 2019, first night. Selena Vega was the first female on Raw's acquisition. 2-time SmackDown Women's Champion Naomi came with Bayley.
Shout out to Naomi.
Yeah. Goodness, Lacey Evans officially on Raw. Mm-hmm. Natalya wanted to become the number one contender, but no. Lacey Evans is the number one contender. Then we have on SmackDown, Ember Moon came out to is on SmackDown.
Which
now.
She was injured though.
Yeah, she just came back. She's back. Nice. She's back. She's all healthy. Kairi Sane is in SmackDown.
I did see that.
Teaming up with Asuka, Paige created a new tag team. And it's Kairi with Asuka in the new tag team. And
wait, so they bring up Kairi?
Yeah, Kairi's up. Kairi's up, Bianca? and she's teamed up with Asuka in a new tag team. They made it a point. They made it a point to make them put them together, and they got the dub.
Yeah,
so
I can see that.
I think that's very interesting. It's not like, come on, like there's two Japanese phenoms going against each other, like tag team with each other. I don't know when the Iconics are going to lose it. It's very interesting now that
I think they should lose it.
SummerSlam.
They need to hold on. I think they should hold on to it for a while and build.
Oh wow, God, yeah.
Because they're great on the mic.
Yes, they are.
Even though the shtick is the same, they're still great on the mic. It's like Elias who comes up and sings about something different every city.
And he's
it's
incredible the same on the
mic. But it's great. So I'm definitely there for that.
Naomi on Raw doesn't mean anything. She's with Bayley though.
Well, I was just happy that they kept her with her husband. That was just me on a personal note.
Trust me, travel, all that travel schedule stuff.
Yeah,
that's me. That's real thing.
I actually did speak to her. She was really excited about it. We talked more about hair than anything else.
Nice.
But she's excited about it. I mean, a different change. I think this shakeup for both the men and women can lead to some really great storylines. So I hope that we have really great storylines for everything, NXT, Raw, and SmackDown. Like, it feels like even though they, like, this is not even a laughing thing, but even though they fired the brother writer during Black History Month, I hope whoever they have there will see that, representation and diversity matters. And if you don't know, then ask and then come up with something that makes sense, that everybody... not necessarily appeasing to everybody, but that is interesting that people can invest in.
Yes, it's interesting. A lot of people in the chat are they some who's this? Jonas thinks Tamina needs to go back to NXT. I go, that's not happening. She's her she's too daddy's too famous, man. She's too famous. It's just they would never do that to her.
She needs to be with. I like the pair up between her and Nia, so she needs to be with somebody or form a faction. What was that faction that The Rock was with back in the day? You know what I'm talking about, like the Black Power faction.
Nation of Domination.
Yeah, we need something like that.
Yep.
We're in a time era. We could do that.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do the Star of the Week real quick.
Women's Wrestling Star of the Week is Lacey Evans, man. I got to put her over a little bit. She's the lady of WWE. Lacey Evans mixes her glamour of a pinup model with the discipline of a warrior. After growing up in a broken home where everything she owned was shared with her 7 siblings, Evans joined the U.S. Marine Corps, graduating with honors at Fort Leonard Hood and serving as an MP and the Special Reaction Team. While still in the service, she opened up a construction company, housing employed 3 of her siblings, and along with her husband began the journey of raising a daughter. Inspired to pursue sports entertainment after watching a staff sergeant compete at a local event, Evans cut her teeth in the southeastern U.S. independents before signing with WWE Performance Center in April 2016. She has steadily worked her way up the NXT ladder ever since. Wrestling is wrestling in the inaugural Mae Young Classic, as well as a 2019 Royal Rumble match, and ruthlessly punishing her peers in NXT acclaimed women's division. She's had a steady rise, 2016-2019, 3 years to make a come up. I think it's a big deal. I was impressed how good she is right now. She's she has her character.
To me, it's been there.
The most important part. People have no idea. Sometimes it's like that person that knew what they wanted to be when they were 2 years old and became that thing.
Yeah,
since birth she knew, and she's an icon. When you know what you want to be, you do have an advantage on a person. It takes a lot of time for you to find who you are. Mm-hmm. But when you know who you are, and that's that lady thing, it's already writes itself. The lady versus the man, mm-hmm. and she even said it on Monday. She's like, it was like, let me show you a lady with how a man's supposed to be. Blah 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 blah. Right. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
It wrote itself, and
that's perfect.
She's on her way, man.
So that leads us to our poll question. Who do you have, Lacey or Becky? Boom.
Good Lord.
So we'll put that up on social media, WPW Weekly on Twitter, WPW Weekly on Instagram. If you're not following us, please do. Other than that, where can we find you, Mr. Evan T. Mack?
Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. I appreciate you guys in the chat today. You guys were very active. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you, man.
Definitely follow us if you're watching us live, hit subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening to us on iTunes, definitely 5 stars are better. We really, really appreciate it. Leave all those comments. We appreciate that very, very much. Somebody asked me in the chat on Raw if we're getting Naomi. I'm working on it. I work on it.
Be the guest and go roll out the red carpet if she gets here.
Yeah, I'm working on it, but I can only do so much. People have to say yes. Other than that, not Naomi. Naomi's cool. The other folks.
Powers that be.
The powers that be. Other than that, you can find me on everything at TK Train. I really, really appreciate you guys. You are the ones that make Women's Wrestling Weekly the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Until next week, guys. Ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Bill Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.